Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Flash, motherfucker, and other shit we'll talk about. But first, The Flash.
Yes, two trailers we got the Super Bowl today, revealing different footage between them. So we're going to cover our reactions and analyze them here. But yeah, everyone's getting our reaction and our sort of trailer breakdown. But only you guys at the Patreon will get the full episode that ties into sort of the deep dive on The Flash and the evolution of his prototype Flash suits. So let's start with a Flash trailer. This has been a movie in development since 87. Took him 36 years, longer than I've been alive. Slowest man to get a movie, but it's finally here. I got the first image here on Ezra Miller's Flash. There are two Flashes as we see here, but it's not a huge surprise since we've seen the previous stuff. But what did you think of this trailer?
I fucking loved it. This movie is fraught with peril. I mean, with Ezra Miller's stuff going on and everything, which is honestly so sad with, I mean, God, the grooming charges. I don't know if they're charges, but like all the shit that they're going on with their story, Ezra Miller's story. But, you know, outside of that, and I don't know how much we want to get into all that. It's another whole other topic. So outside of all that Ezra Miller stuff, love this trailer. This looks like DC getting back on track even before James Gunn's around, man. Like this is what we want. This is like, it seems like it has all the action and better action of that Black Adam had, but just seems to be done better. It seems to be copying Snyder better than Black Adam did also, I gotta say. And but also you can tell it has a lot of heart with, like, this is the universe that my mother lives in, right?
Yeah,
like that line. Black Adam didn't have lines like that, dude. This movie is gonna have that. So this movie is getting it all right. I haven't even gotten to Batman yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like we had the score as well in there, the Elfman score. Like, dude, it's just like everything was right about this trailer, man. And I want to say, look at this. Him wearing yellow is not a mistake, dude. Is he a version of Reverse Flash, man? Like, is this sort of a play on Reverse Flash? Maybe. I don't know, but it's kind of. Maybe he won't be exactly that character, of course, but maybe he'll have some of the essence of that, which is why he's wearing yellow. I don't know. And also his headphones look like kind of like the side of the Flash suit too, which I love. So, I mean, those are all kind of really minor things, but man, what'd you think, Ben?
I really liked it too. I mean, I think there is a feeling of gravitas to it from the main universe type stuff that we're talking about, right? With, like, I'm glad that it wasn't just, it could have just been Keaton the whole time, and I still would have loved it, but however, this is called The Flash, you know, and Flash's story is supposed to be what's the central part of this. So when that part was there, I'm like, okay, like, this is something that kind of pretty much explains that, hey, we are doing Flashpoint, but it's our version of Flashpoint, and it's a version of Flashpoint that kind of honors previous DC movies, whether that's the Burton movies, whether that's Snyder with Man of Steel, because clearly there's some version of Man of Steel that's happening, just not with Superman, but with Supergirl in this.
So yes.
It's this weird merging of worlds of, it's kind of a weird thing of, it's a mix of Man of Steel with Batman 89 with a Flash story from Flash season one. So I'm like, I'm really interested to see where this goes. And I mean, there's just so much stuff that's packed in where, you know, this has been such a positively, you know, sometimes with DC trailers, people are just like, whatever, it's DC. But I think this one, like, there was an impact. There were people who were just like, okay, they got my attention with this. This looks really cool.
This, I mean, dude, I struggle to find anything wrong with this other than just thinking about what Ezra Miller's past is, but other than that, I mean, man, it's just so good. Everything about it. I like seeing the Supergirl too. It looks like she's like depowered and then she gets part like the sun on her and then she's able to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And
it looks Flashpoint like Superman, but a Supergirl.
Exactly. And it's like that scene where Batman like says, like he's holding up his fist and then we get the reveal of Supergirl. Like does he have Supergirl as part of his plan, as his strategy, you know, strategic thinking that Batman always has, you know, shit like that. And, you know, just everything. It's just, was there anything wrong about this trailer, really? It's just so, so good. Like the type of, like, we're just eating good this year, man, with with Guardians and this and Shazam. Two's looking great also. I'm sure we haven't seen much, but Blue Beetle's probably be great. Aquaman 2 will be great. You know what I mean? But, the, you know, the word on the street, the internet rumors are that is that, you know, the Flash is Dark Knight good. Not as dark, obviously, but, like, it will have a lot of cultural resonance maybe. Like, it'll be like a big movie. This, I don't want to oversell it, but, I mean, this is the rumor, the word on the street. And James Gunn, you know, he says Shazam, and then he says, and then I got to talk about Flash. And it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Like, he kind of glosses over Shazam, even though that comes out first. And, you know, it's probably true, though, man, because, I mean, he's kind of reconfirming these rumors. Like, this movie is going to be legit good. So, I mean, I was already excited. And then to see this trailer and to see Zod, too, man, like, oh, my God, dude, everything about this, man, it's a good... like sci-fi adventure too. You know, with the whole multiverse shit. It's like, it feels like Ant-Man Quantumania in the sense that it's going to be a really fun sci-fi adventure superhero flick. But I mean, honestly, looks even better than Quantumania because it's fucking cool DC characters. You know what I mean?
It's Batman.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Super
yeah.
Cool, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a suspicion, too, that they might be... like, look, obviously they already announced that there's Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. And there are rumors that they cut Sasha Calle from the ending of it. But I think they're just leaving the door open to see how are people going to receive this version of the character. If everyone is just like, oh my God, we all love her, we want more Supergirl, then that kind of says it. But if she's kind of a blip on the radar, then... they'll be like, all right, well, then it'll just be a new one for the reset. I think they're just leaving it open and they don't want to tie themselves to anything at the end if those rumors are indeed true. But I think her, fortunately, you know, there is a possibility, but unfortunately, it's kind of like it all really hinges on this one movie. It might be for this actress in the role. I don't know. But that's of my speculation on this is like they'd be like, Gunn knows what's up. You know, like I think he knows that if she's super popular from this movie, then he's got to adapt to that. I think he doesn't want to make the call of saying you're for sure in this without at least getting people to see the movie first. That's why, like, you know, there's some people who are just like, how come Gunn doesn't know whether Godot's coming back or whether Momoa is coming back as Aquaman and stuff? And it's like, yeah, because they're waiting on the movies to come out.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
And there's contract stuff and all this other, like, studio political shit that happens behind the scenes that we're just not privy to. And I think this is one of those things where, like, yeah, you'll get your Supergirl movie, but, like, you have to win over the audience first. And if you don't, then, you know, it'll go to someone else, unfortunately. But that's kind of how it is in this business.
I love that what we see, the zany action with the flashes, too, and with, the heel to heel and all that.
Yeah, the boots touching. Yeah,
like I want, and, like, he does, like, a tornado move too or something like that, right? And
then there's one in the background, yeah,
does a double kick too, like dude, that's what I'm there for. I want to see I mean I'm obviously there for Batman, but this being a Flash movie, I do want Flash to shine the most, hopefully.
Definitely.
And like I want to see that action that only the Flash can bring us, and
for
give me some zany ass Flash shit, you know, like this show but on steroids, you know. But, you know, it's kind of like that thing, though, like with a bigger, better budget. And it looks like we're getting that, and it looks fucking great. And what, like, how the Flash handles Zod and all that I mean, God, dude, it's gonna be fucking sick, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a lot.
How does Kara encounter Zod compared to how Clark did, you know? Like, it's gonna be really interesting to see that.
Yes.
Well, let's go into the Batman of it all, starting with Batfleck. He's got his own bat cycle, as we've seen here, that's been in the set photos, but now it's officially been shown. Behind him is some form of the Flying Fox from the Justice League movie, which is kind of cool. But what's most notable is he's in blue and gray.
I know, man. I saw that. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. We did not have to wait to the Brave and the Bold movie for him to show up in blue and gray. Who knew that it would take the Flash movie to get this? So, and there might be another one that we'll cover later. But anyway, yes, we got this. This was hinted at in the set photos. It's just, you know, you never know how things look on set versus how they look in the movie. So that didn't necessarily confirm it. But then, you know, Andy Muschietti did the cover art to the prequel comic where Affleck is in blue and gray.
Oh, right. And, yes, he was hinting at that earlier.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, well, why would he have it like that if it wasn't like that in the movie? And it is also kind of reminiscent to how Batfleck's suit looked in the early Justice League posters. I like this shade of blue and gray,
dude,
too.
It's sick, dude. I mean, we're getting like what feels like... Oh, dude, it feels like... It really feels like the Avengers of... I know Justice League's supposed to have felt like that, but this kind of feels like the Avengers, but DC, and in the sense that it's like super epic and super comic booky, and it's all working. Everything about it's working, you know, like Justice League. I mean, Zack Snyder's version worked, but I guess it was like a Frank Miller comic. But this is really feeling like a Flash comic. You know, I don't know. Justice League Unlimited, something like that. Like, this is really coming together. Everything about it, man. And yeah, this suit, it's looking great, dude. It's interesting how Batfleck has really become the people's bat in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? Like, people love him, but he hasn't been in, like, the best movies. But people love him anyway, and he's still with us, and he's still evolving, and we're seeing him do great things despite all the odds.
And he looks great. You know, he's Bruce Wayne, he looks just as lean as he did in the, you know, the epilogue scenes of the Justice League, the Zack Snyder Justice League.
Oh yeah.
So that's cool. The only thing I don't like on the suit that's been pointed out are these weird like strap things, that this web shit that's on him. Like, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It could be a thing where he's like just jumped out of a plane and hasn't removed it yet, and he just cuts it off of a batarang and jumps onto the bat cycle. Like, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm like, why does he have that? But
I don't love it either.
We'll
see. It's fine, whatever.
But the shade of blue, dude. Like, this is, I'm just like, oh, this is exactly what we wanted. We just didn't know we were going to get it this year with Batfleck. We thought we were just going to have to wait for Brave and the Bold.
Yes, yes.
So that's cool. But, you know, we got to go into the Batman everyone's been talking about. As Rob Ayling, our friend, tweeted out today, our Lord and Savior has returned.
Turn back the calendar again.
year
zero again.
He's in a new cave and in a new suit, but he's still got the same Batmobile, and he still says, I'm Batman.
Bro.
I get the sense that there's going to be a lot of in-jokes on this one, because here it seems like he's doing it because that's his iconic line, but also it's almost said in a, like, it's done in a cool way, but also in kind of something that's like a, I don't know, it sort of felt a little tongue-in-cheek to me.
It's the Flash, right? So this has got more of an air of comedy to it. So I guess it just tonally Batman's following that tone too. And it's nothing but pandering to the audience, I guess, but it's fine. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Keaton saying that shit again, so why not?
Yeah. There have been reports that Keaton has been de-aged, but I'm not sure, because like from this look, like he kind of looks how I would expect him to look under the cowl. And Keaton himself is 71, who looks like he's 55, you know? Like he looks young for his own age. So
it's that clean Montana air he has in between shoots.
So we just know for sure that he's an older Batman, and he's coming out of retirement, according to the synopsis to The Flash. So if they de-age him, they're not going to de-age him to how he looked back in 92 from Returns. They'll de-age him to maybe looking like he's 50, even though he already looks like he's 50 to me. So I don't know. I was also talking to Logan Wood, our Patreon, who, about how, like, The only thing, I know you said that there's not really any like negative thing. The only thing to me that's a little off about this trailer is sort of the CG stuff, which is kind of par for the course. That happens all the time. But I'm also a little, it feels weird to see Keaton, like a CG Keaton fighting like that. You know, he's doing some Arkham shit, which is great. I'm completely fine when it's Batfleck, even when it's Pattinson. But I'm just like, I'm sure there's going to be something in the movie, but I'm hoping for some preservation of the movements that Carl Newman did in 89 or the late Dave Lee in the fighting. So it's because otherwise it's just like, wait, so he moved more economically when he was 30 something, but when he's 70, he's able to jump around, you know, like, I don't know. We'll see. But there was footage of Keaton in the trailer, of course, but there wasn't a ton of Easter egg stuff to go over with him, so I wasn't sure how long we would do this. But then the Super Bowl decided we're going to do our own TV spot that's like 30 seconds, and it had some new shit in it. So we got this long-haired man, whom we presume to be Keaton's Bruce Wayne, in front of a bookcase that's opening up to reveal the room of bat suits. Again, this is likely Bruce. I'm not saying 100% it is, but it's pretty much implied that it is. But I mean, it's going to be really weird to see Keaton with this long wig. It's an interesting choice.
I know, man. Old
Bruce Wayne looks like.
I know.
But the big thing is the room of bat suits that we're going to get into. This is huge. I mean, this is what I spent most of my time prepping this thing on today, because it was like, okay, what is this? So our friends at Daily Batman Anthology brightened up the screen cap. These are basically concept art. These were done from concept art by partially one of our guests, Joe Quinones himself from the Batman 89 comic, had some involvement. But Chris Weston has taken to Twitter to talk about this. Chris Weston is a comic book artist as well as a concept artist for some of the suits that were on here, and he confirmed that this is not CG. All of these bat suits are practical.
I hope so. I mean, shit, it's just suits in a fucking like room. Like, hopefully it's not CG.
Yeah. I doubt we're gonna see Keaton in every single one of these, but no, I'm hoping that there's more than one like shot. Like, I hope it's not like this for 2 seconds and then that's it. You know, but
yeah.
Obviously, the suit in the middle is the suit from the Flash movie that he's going to wear, and also the one from the canceled Batgirl film. But then we go into the others, and it starts getting intriguing. So on the left, we have two suits placed before the familiar one from Batman 89. That's the one that's kind of on our left from the like directly left from the main suit in the middle. But let's go to the far left one. So the far left one is implied to be a prototype suit for Keaton. Now, let's remember, Batman 89 is supposed to be in year one, supposed to be even be at the end of month one or beginning of month two, but it's kind of easy to forget that because, you know, Keaton's in his mid-30s. He's older than you'd expect a year one Batman to be in that movie. And there's also not really the common origin story tropes in 89. You know, like at most, his gear just doesn't work as well in terms of taking Vicki Vale up because she's over a certain weight, or the targeting on the system of the Batwing doesn't shoot Joker. But that's about it, you know. But the speculation has been that this is Keaton's first suit. One thing that's come up is that the Bat insignia on the chest is very different from the Burton ones, if you take a look at it. And Chris Weston confirmed that it is meant to resemble the suit from the Batman 66 show, the Adam West suit, saying Batman 66 symbol, my idea. So
okay,
that's there too.
That's awesome. Said,
we can also see that there are grappling. There are basically holsters next to him. And according to Weston, these are for the grappling guns. And in this even more brightened up image, you can see that his ears curve inward like the 1939 Golden Age bat suit. So Weston again confirms the Golden Age ears on the cowl. I was in fanboy heaven. Yeah, I mean, this is. I was not expecting this at all. You know, like at most, you expect, like, okay, you'll show the Burton suits, you know, the ones from 89 and Returns, but this is a whole other level. These gun holsters are also reminiscent of the comic series First Wave, which is an Elseworlds story where a young Batman wears gun holsters and is kind of a mix of, it's like mixing the 1939 Batman with like other pulp heroes like Doc Savage in that comic.
Right.
So, that's what it reminded me of. But Weston does confirm that these are holsters meant for the original grappling guns and not handguns, even though Keaton's obviously shown that he's not adverse to using guns on the Batwing. So that's the first suit. And then second from the left is what looks like another blue suit. Again,
I know, look at that.
We thought we wouldn't get it until the Brave and the Bold movie. Turns out Muschietti was getting it to us. Getting two blue bat suits to us in The Flash.
Man, so, dude.
Some people have noted that it has white eyes in this, but that could just be the lighting. We're not really sure. Chris Weston could not confirm on Twitter, saying, quote, "Not sure, the white eyes aren't in my concept art, but it's a team effort and they might have been added by another artist after my involvement was over." So who knows at this point? We might get a better look when, you know, the movie's out. But he was the one who requested the gray and blue suit and said that he had had blue trunks in the concept art as well, though does not know if it was in the finished prompt. Again, this makes it the second blue and gray bat suit in this movie. You can also see that it has the 89 logo with the extra points on it. Sean Reeves of Reeves Effects noted how it seems reminiscent of the Iron Winch Batman from the Kenner toys. So nice. You can kind of see that there. Yeah. The blue's a little different. It's a little brighter, but it's there. Jerry Ordway did a variation of this Batman for the cover of the Batman 89 comic as well. So there is some precedent of a gray and blue Keaton. And then to take it even further back, people have brought up that this is reminiscent of Bob Ringwood's concept art for 89, which also has a gray and blue bat suit with the yellow oval. Though, to be fair, this is basically just a trace job of a Neil Adams panel from the story of Val from the Grave. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a close one to bringing the Neil Adams Batman to life. And hopefully we get a closer look at it, at least in another shot or close-up shot. You know, if they just do, you know, something to convey the history where it just goes from like one suit to the next or something until finally like the main one that he's going to wear. That's all we need.
Okay.
So that's cool. Obviously the one that's like close to the middle we've talked about, that's the familiar 89 bat suit. Hard to tell here, but some people say that you can even see the scuff marks from on the symbol from when he crashed the Batwing at the end of the 89 movie. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And then on the other side of that is, of course, the Batman Returns suit. And above him, you can kind of see, depending on how big your screen is, the grappling guns, the Burton-esque bat grappling guns are posted on the wall behind the return suit. So that's pretty cool. A cool detail. Then we get into some crazy shit. So this is supposed to be what looks like some type of diving suit. Some have speculated is Deep Dive Batman. Now, we don't see the yellow. Chris Weston was not as involved with these, so he could not confirm. But they both have breathing masks. And the thing that struck me when I first saw this is the jetpack type wings look very reminiscent to me of Kingdom Come, of the Kingdom Come Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another Batman pulled out of retirement. Not exactly with the wingspan, but like it's a close version. So there's that guy. And then lastly, we've got what looks like a nightmare Batman with Keaton. But he's got Batflex goggles from the Snyder movies on there. And perhaps at one point he had to go into the desert and fight Ra's al Ghul at some point. But I've heard other people argue that what if this is an Arctic suit Batman? And they claim that the lighting makes it look like he's in a white suit. But
I would love that.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell from this, you know, because it looks like it's the same shade as this other suit.
It does look white now that you mention it.
It does, but so does the year one suit in the on the far left.
Oh, right. I don't know. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I know. I see some people bringing up like, oh, well, there isn't a variation reminiscent of, you know, the Joe Quinones Batman 89 suit in the comic where he's got the white eyes and the purple lined cape. And I'm just like, well, that's because let's remind everyone what we discovered when we did the interviews. Like the Batman 89 comic was developed separately from the Flash movie. So it was very unlikely we were going to see any crossover between the comic and the movie there. But it's kind of like, well, it's up to you on what your personal canon is for the, you know, for what happened to Keaton after Batman Returns. Maybe in your mind, the Batman 89 comic happened. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it just goes directly to the Flash. There's bound to be some people who don't like the Flash movie and won't consider Keaton's appearance to be canon to that. But, you know, if Muschietti really knocks this out of the park, they're going to bring him back for sure. On this, Guns even said something on Twitter when someone's like, "Can we bring Muschietti back?" And he's just like, "Yeah."
He said, so, "No." He said, "Okay."
Okay, yeah.
That was his tweet back. Yeah, that. I mean, dude, if this movie is really that stellar, just no way they don't bring him back, dude.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm wondering if, because like we don't know what the future of the Flash movies are going to be, but I find it unlikely that they would be like, oh, well, you know, if we're not bringing back, you know, Ezra Miller, we're just going to have you stick to like Flash stuff. Like, what if this is partially an audition for Brave and the Bold? Because he's got Blue and Gray Batman. He's got two Batman in this, or even an audition for Justice League. He's got a Batman, a Kryptonian, and a Speedster already in this.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, God damn it! Like I said, it's just so, it's got this just so, a similar vibe to Avengers for me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So that's a speculation, but yeah, no, really cool, really awesome Easter eggs here and stuff. Thank you to Chris Weston for providing this for us fanboys, and maybe at some point we'll be able to get someone like Chris Weston on the show to talk more about that on The Flash. But
please come on.
Yep. But yeah, that's pretty much our discussion for The Flash trailer, but we're going to keep this going for the $5 Patreon patrons and discussing more of The Flash, but you can check that out at patreon.com/superherostuffpod.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.